They make it out of the hog jaw and the feet, anything. Use the feet if they want to. And if they don't get too much grease in at night, I tell you, I don't know. About you now, but if you want some good pressed meat, buy it at the store. And you don't have to do one thing in the world. Me and my wife buys it, and it'll be about that thick, and how much you want. Oh, they'll slice it for you. Don't you just bring it on slices. That's that. Keep it nice, boss, and slice that, and toast you two pieces of bread and put it between, and I mean it's hard to beat. Sometimes they get a little too much pepper in it, but I like it. I think Jackson has some good-looking pressed meat down that state. I started to get some of it. Well, I see the powder around that, so I didn't get nothing.
What else could you do with the liver other than just fry it?
Well, you make hashes out of the liver and the like. The liver and the like.
What are the lights?
That's gold with the liver.
Oh.
That's light. That's what they breathe. You take them, blow them up.
Oh.
Take them up, blow them up. Just that. And that's your lungs. You see, that's what they call the light.
Well, if you were to grind the liver up, take it and grind it up, what would you make? You ever hear of such a thing?
I never have ground it. No. Is that on your book?
Yeah, there's some things here.
Ground up.
Oh, I know. Oh, one I recognize. Liverwurst.
Huh?
Liverwurst? I've had some of that. Can I think of it?
What, liverwurst? I don't know about that.
Did you ever do anything with the blood?
Blood? No.
Did you ever know of anybody who did?
No. I ain't never drank none of it.
Did you ever take the juice of the head cheese, the breast meat, or the liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal? Maybe some hog meat and cook it? Then later, after it gets cold, you slice it and fry it. Did you ever do that?
Well, ain't that the same thing as that breast meat about it? Huh?
Evidently, a lot like it, but it's all,
Got a little bit
more. Yeah, I think it's all, from what it says here, it must be like hamburger, you know, all crumpled up.
Uh-huh.
It says scrapple. You ever eat scrapple?
Uh-huh.
Me neither. Now, if you didn't use your meat and you left it laying out, what would happen to it?
Well, what?
And what if you left your butter out too long?
Well, what? It old, it couldn't use it. Some people have taken it, and if it gets not too bad, just a little bit old, they think it put in a cake, make a good cake.
Oh, yeah. Well, that must be real butter, because margarine doesn't spoil. You can
no, that is real butter. You ain't got
butter.
You don't get no real butter now.
No, not much
of it. Now, Colonia got some, John. I think it's 45 cents for a little cake, 4 feet of pure butter, but it ain't.
Seven.
And it's high. It's 45 cents just for, I think it's only about $2 a pound.
Mm. Do you ever use sour milk?
Sour milk? Yeah, that's what the women folk used to make bread with. Sour buttermilk.
If it was thick sour milk, what would you call it?